from the Sydney Morning Herald. Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. You really need a window in that studio, don't you?
Oh, we need more than a window.
Love one. Love one. But anyway, we soldier on. And recently, James McDonald sort of, he was crowned something we already knew, didn't we? That he's the world's best jockey.
Yeah, this news sort of came out over the course of the weekend, Jared. I suppose you can say officially he can be classified as the world's best jockey, and you can probably ask, well, how do they actually decide that? Well, some International Horse Racing Federation body have gone through the top 100 Group 1 races in the world and used a point score system to allocate the world's best jockey, and Jack comes out on top, so no great surprises for anyone who's followed him down here in Australia and New Zealand. We know what top-class jockey he is. And I suppose to win an award like that, you probably need good racehorses, and he's ridden a fair share of good racehorses in the last 12 months, and no doubt having Animo probably helped him winning all those Group 1s in the spring. But, that's a good pub debate, isn't it? But I'm not arguing with the result of that. I mean, he's clearly the best jockey in Australia and probably the best jockey in the world right now at the moment.
Adam, what's the latest with Jai McNeil?
Yeah, some pretty deflating news, Clarky. He's had a really tough start to his stint over there in Hong Kong. He obviously moved over to Hong Kong on a riding contract a few weeks ago. He hasn't ridden a winner yet. And we know what the Hong Kong owners in particular are like over there. They have this really weird perception. If you don't start fast over there and ride winners, they think you're sort of bad luck and there's bad juju around you, and they don't want to put you on the horses. So that's a bit of a bad start for him. But unfortunately, he's contracted COVID as well and won't be able to ride an international jockeys meeting at Happy Valley on Wednesday night, which is a huge meeting. He had a chance to represent Australia alongside Jamie Carr. He had to withdraw from that meeting now, given he's still suffering from the effects of COVID, which means that Huey Bowman's going to take his spot representing Australia in that meeting. So Jane Harrow and Huey were doing honours for Australia. For New Zealand, obviously, Jane has over there to represent New Zealand. And I think Zach Fern's even riding as well, but he's representing Hong Kong rather than Australia. So very much looking forward to that meeting on Wednesday night at Happy Valley. If you haven't been to a meeting like that, I've been there once before. It is an amazing night. It's absolutely incredible, the atmosphere on track, and I recommend to anyone get over there, get a chance to do it, go over there to Happy Valley on that Wednesday night for the start of International Week, which is a great week.
What about Amelia's Jewel? She was very impressive winning the Northerly Stakes. She's built up an impressive record. What's her target going to be, or targets, for next season?
Yeah, we spoke about this yesterday, Loz. We weren't quite sure what Connections are going to do, but they've come out in the last 24 hours and said, okay, we've got a plan for next year for 2023. They're going to target the Quokka, which is going to be that new slot-style race over there in Western Australia in the early part of next year. I think it's going to be held in April, so that's probably a natural target for her. But the thing I found really interesting was they've sort of announced what her goal is going to be for the spring, and they're talking about the Golden Eagle as being the primary target coming to Sydney across for the spring. So we know that money speaks all languages, and the amount of money on offer in the Golden Eagle next year is probably going to lure her over to the East Coast and to Sydney rather than Melbourne. So that's great news for any fans over here in Sydney trying to watch. Probably his horse is going to be one of the best horses in Australia to manage for the next couple of years. So that's fantastic news. And I suppose you had one chance to target a Golden Eagle as a four-year-old. So I'm going to take that up, and we'll see, be hopefully, all things being well, in the spring next year.
I also saw Anthony Cummins talk about his filly. She's extreme targeting the Golden Eagle, and she was the very impressive winner in the Oaks.
Yeah, she's been great, Loz, hasn't she? And no doubt they've got some options for the autumn as well. I think Anthony wouldn't mind getting to a Queen's of Stakes at the end of her campaign in the autumn too. And I tell you, the options they've got, Loz, in the spring are just incredible. I mean, consider they can sort of stretch them out to the Cox Plate over 2,000 metres if they want to. They can just get them a little bit fresher and target a race like the Golden Eagle, which a lot of four-year-olds do now. We saw even Gypsy Goddess for David Van Dyke. He ran that filly first up in the Golden Eagle this year, and she ran an enormous race. And you just wouldn't expect a horse like her. He's probably going to be a better 2,000-metre horse in time to target a race like the Golden Eagle. But that's the amount of money that's on offer these days, and Connections obviously keen to try and take advantage of that. When the four-year-olds once, you've got to have a crack, I suppose.
Now, charges have been laid over the Birdsville Cup Jigger Probe.
Yeah, this story just keeps fascinating me, Jerry. I just cannot believe this all stuck from a photo that was put on social media and someone noticed it. But the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission, the stewards of finally progressed that probe, and obviously the trainer Todd Austin and Jockey Rick Lamarne have had charges laid against them yesterday. I'm not quite sure where it's going to land. They're probably looking at some very lengthy penalties, I would have thought, but at least that inquiry is progressing, and we'll get some more news in the next few weeks.
Adam, have you seen some of these goals at the Brazil-South Korea game this morning?
I'm not watching it at the moment. I'm going to watch the highlights when I get home, but it is, I've seen some of the reaction on social media and the websites and everything. It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It is good a skill as you'll ever see. But, mate, you sink your teeth into that. Have a good day, and we'll chat tomorrow.
See you, boys.